Good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN on a Tuesday morning. Had to think about it for a second. I still feel like it's Monday, even though it's not. We are pleased to have some Pottawatomie County guests here this morning. We'll have four different segments, and we're going to kick things off first talking with Lois Schlegel, who is the county appraiser. Lois, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
It's a pleasure to have you on. First of all, how was your weekend?
It was a nice, quiet weekend at home, and just visited all the cemeteries and, just kind of spent the weekend at home, doing things around the home place.
Very good. It's been some nice weather. Looks like we're going to get a lot of rain here the next few days, though. So,
Yeah.
At least it has nothing like last year, though.
No, nothing. No, so far, anyway.
Yeah, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, with the good weather, we've had some opportunities for some new construction. And do you want to touch on that a little bit?
Yes. I just wanted to, we just finalized our real estate values for 2020, got them turned over to the county clerk for their observation and to go through their final reports, and some of the numbers I wanted to share with you, Brandon, was our appraised value increase is $91 million. It's over $91 million, almost $92 million increase over last year, over the prior year, over 2019. So. That's a big increase, but we do have almost $50 million worth of new construction in that mix, and that's just the taxable new construction. That doesn't include anything, the exempt portions. We've had some major additions to, like the Rock Creek School and stuff, that are over and above that $50 million of new construction. As far as residential and farm residences on farm home sites, we're looking at over $40 million just for residential property. And that's a pretty good number that's been pretty consistent over the last several years. A lot of our new construction addition is residential value. We did increase for commercial $8.1 million on commercial new construction. Agricultural improvements is about $732,000. So we've had a very active year as far as, picking up new construction and everything. The total appraised valuation is up 3.86%. So we are seeing a little bit of an increase, but as far as your general values on a lot of the properties, they're staying pretty consistent and, pretty stabilized, unless you've had new construction you've added or, there's been sales of homes in that particular style of home. So, it's a pretty good number. Last year we were at $56.7 million, so we're a little below where we were last year, but I'd say we're doing very good as far as, keeping up with things. So, I'm not sure what this next year is going to bring, but it seems like we've got a lot of new construction we got to pick up sometime this year. And hopefully by the end of summer, next fall, we'll be able to get out and get all that new construction picked up.
Absolutely. How does this tie into the property taxes? Will we see a rise in those next year?
Well, as far as property taxes, hopefully everything will stay consistent. We won't see an increase in any kind of tax. Depends on what you had done. And if you've got new construction you've done, you're going to see an increase in taxes. But, I'm hoping at this point I think budgets are going to be pretty much stabilized, and for our entities that are using those budgets, I'm pretty confident that you know, they're going to try to keep everything pretty consistent, and we'll see how the tax dollars go, you know. But I don't anticipate that, especially in this pandemic time. You know, I really don't, you know, see anything increasing unless you've had new construction. So,
okay, very good. Well, and you know, I drive through Pottawatomie County quite a bit, especially on my way to Kansas City this past weekend, and yeah, you see quite a bit of that new construction. A lot of it seems to be in that southern corridor of the county.
Yes, and everything, pretty much over 90% of our new construction value is in the southwest quadrant of the county. You know, and it's seeing more, you know, kind of following up the Tuttle Creek and up in that area, you know, and off north of Highway 24, new subdivisions going in and this and that, and you know, and so, you know, we're seeing a lot of it just mainly in the south. You know, there's only about 7% that's in the north part of the county, you know. I mean, as far as, you know, maybe I'd say 5 miles north of 24, or, you know, 10 miles north of 24. Surely anything north of Westmoreland, you know, is just in a very low percentage of new construction. So,
all right.
Yeah.
You had here on the notes here this morning, a preliminary ratio study. Tell me a little bit more about what that entails.
Well, our office is pretty much governed by the state of Kansas, Department of Revenue, Property Evaluation Department. Each year, we get a grade card, so to speak. We have to follow compliance guidelines to make sure we're doing our job the way they have set it out, as far as the state has set it out. And 50% of that grade has to do with our sales ratio. And so, you know, we just recently got our 2019 preliminary sales ratio studies, and you know, this has to be one of the best years I think I've ever seen since I've been here, as far as commercial ratio. Our commercial ratio is coming in about 97.9%. The residential is coming in 97.6%. So we're supposed to be within 10% of fair market value, and that's a pretty consistent number and a pretty good number to go by as far as our ratio studies. So we were very pleased to see those numbers.
Absolutely. Well, that a lot of good news in terms of that. There's also some good news for you personally, as I understand. You've got a retirement coming up.
Yes, I do. My retirement date is June 30th of this year, and I've been very fortunate, Brandon. You know, Pottawatomie County has been very good to me as far as giving me many opportunities, and I really do appreciate all the benefits that this job's given me. I started 23 years ago in March of 1997, so, you know, and I started, you know, the appraiser position on January 1st of 2004, I'm sorry. And so I've been here 16 years as county appraiser, and I feel very fortunate in my career. And you know, I started out as a real estate broker in the Onega area, and was in business with my father for 8 years, I just felt like Pottawatomie County, they had an opening here at the appraiser's office, and I felt like I was a good fit for that, given the real estate, you know, career that I've had. And so I needed some benefits at the time, and, you know, and this is where it's led me. So I'm very fortunate in that, and I appreciate the support that Pottawatomie County has given me over the years.
You must have done something right, because you've been there a long time, and I'm sure they're going to miss you there. Have they announced your successor yet?
Not yet. That's still in the works. So I'm hopefully soon we'll get that decision made.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, congratulations on retirement. Any plans for the future?
Oh yeah, we just you know, I'm a farmer. We're farmers, you know, and my husband, he was a truck driver for 41 years. He retired in August of 2018, and we live on a farm, and we've got a small herd of Charolais cattle, and I just got some chickens, so we're going to fiddle around the farm and do our gardening and do our flowers, and we'd also like to, you know, we have a fifth-wheel RV camper, and we enjoy camping with our family, so we anticipate doing a lot more of that.
Well, awesome. Well, good luck on your retirement, Lois, and we sure appreciate the time this morning.
That's no problem, Brandon. Glad to be on.
All right. Well, appreciate it as well. We will continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.